Oh, and just to make everybody aware, my work is picking up a lot. So, and this is a transition year because today is election day. So, next Tuesday, we will not be able to meet. The Tuesday after that, I think maybe, but the Tuesday after that, no. So I would say the next meeting is probably going to be December 6th with a month hiatus. Unless for
Okay.
some reason the 22nd, maybe 22nd, I don't know. But it'll be on the website. Do you actually bookmark everything and go to the website to check to see if we're doing? Yes? Okay, good, good.
Okay.
Yeah, because next week I know not possible because I'm actually in DC. And then the following week is the Thanksgiving week, which that'll be kind of hectic and busy. And then the week after that, I'm also back in DC with the new members and stuff. So yeah, I would say December 6th would probably be the next one.
Okay.
I was thinking about form and whether it's possible. I mean, we say I am formless, or you are formless, and there seems to be form. And the Buddhists talk about form is emptiness and emptiness is form. I was wondering, is it possible to say that there is a formless form?
No, even formlessness is a concept that came along with the body. To say I am formless, the I that is formless couldn't speak.
It couldn't speak if there was no form.
Yeah, I mean, you spirit click with the body, you say I. Same thing in your dream. Tonight you lay down and dream, and from this formlessness, an entire dream world is projected that seemingly has a physical manifestation. And within the dream, identified as a dream character, there is a form-based reality that is appearing.
But since
So it's arising from formlessness. So you can't really say, oh, all of this form came from formlessness. Because even the formlessness is just you're dreaming. And you don't know this until you wake up on the other side and you say, oh, that was just a dream. But while you're identified with a character within your dream, you see a world. And you see material things. You can walk up to a tree in your dream and knock on it and say, wow, it's solid. That's form. But how?
but it's only temporary, or, and so it's not, and it's changing, so it's not real.
It's an appearance within your own self, but also your little dream character, is an appearance within your own self. Because here, if we're trying to be intellectual, the body of Keith is laying down sleeping, and then poof, all of a sudden now Keith is dreaming, and he's dreaming about the whole world with people in it, maybe even carrying on conversations, and he. Nothing is real. Nothing is happening. You don't know this until you wake up on the other side of your dream. You get up in the morning and you say, "Well, wow." Then, like we said, you're having a nightmare of drowning, and you wake up and you're not wet, unless it's like Nightmare on Elm Street or something like that. That movie where the people, they wake up in their dream and they're being like frozen or whatever, and they wake up frozen, and so. But this, in reality, the dream is formless. There is no form. And when you know yourself in a real sense, you say, oh, even though this world appears very, very real, I can go to a tree right now and knock on it and say, this is a solid object. But that's only because of identification with a limited dream body that I call John in this world. It's a dream because you're formless. And the concept of formlessness came along with the body. It's quite what Maharaj would call body knowledge. Body knowledge is God, Brahman, Atman, Paramatman, Master. All these words, all of these concepts came along with the body. Now you know you are not body. So if formlessness was a concept that came along with the body and you are not body, what is formlessness?
So form is more like a
There is no
possibility.
form, but there is no
Well,
formlessness.
it's just possibilities, whereas actuality is this is the self.
There's no actuality. There's no possibility. There's nothing. In your dream, there appears to be certain laws, possibilities, actualities, cause and effect, because it's built into that structure. I know myself, and now I know other things. But the reality is, you don't know yourself, and there's nothing there. And all of this is just a long dream. You're identified with a limited body form. You're the totality. You're never going to be a limited something, no matter how you appear. Just like when you're laying down asleep as Keith, your dream is never going to be actually materialized or material ever. No matter how much the dream consciousness creates form, it's never going to be actualized. There's never going, no matter what kind of things you have. Because when you get to the other side and you wake up, the dream world is immediately gone. You didn't lose anything. Like it said, our dreams, maybe for 5 minutes, seems like hours inside the dream world. So maybe you had a whole dream life, but when you wake up, you didn't lose anything. You didn't gain anything. And the same is here. You know yourself in a real sense. Whatever occurred within this body-based existence is not true. Before you didn't lose anything, you didn't gain anything. And again, we have to break this concept of individualization. When this body falls, as we all know, the experience of Keith and Alan and Trish will continue because that you are never was a limited something. See, we sit there and say, okay, this body is gone, the world experience is done. But there's well no world experience now, just like in a dream. The consciousness that creates the dream world is not experiencing the dream. The conceptualized dream body that's within the dream world, that's experiencing the so-called material world, is the experiencing media. Just like we can't have this talk without this laptop. Well, I can't, at least on my end. If I didn't have this laptop, we couldn't do this Zoom. So this laptop is providing the media for the Zoom to appear.
So could you say presence is present, but nothing within the presence is present?
This, again, you don't have to say anything. You have to remain with yourself as self because you're prior to words. We can come up with a lot of, like Maharaj says, so many spiritually fancy words,
Ways of saying things, ways of
which are meaningless. Ultimately, anything that can be said is true and untrue at the same time, because it's said within the bubble of illusion. Tonight, when you dream, you could dream that the sky is red. And the people in the dream say, oh no, the sky is blue. No, the sky is red. Look, it's red. And neither is true and neither is false because there is no sky. But you don't know that until you wake up. And waking up is simply to know yourself in a real sense. You are not body, you were not body, you're not going to remain the body. And only trying to figure it out. That's why Maharaj, and from a body-based perspective, the first time Maharaj says, you don't need to go anywhere else, you don't need any other masters, I kind of was taken aback because egoistically that sounds like I own you. You know, like all the horror stories that we hear in America of the guru who's going to lock you down and all this kind of stuff. You don't need to go anywhere else. But that's not what he's saying at all. Because when you know yourself in a real sense, you know that you're everything, you are all that is,
Is
and yet
it
you're
the
experiencing yourself as something limited. And if you go to another place, you may find someone who says, oh, no, you're not everything, you're not this, you're not that. There's like Brahman, and then there's Paramatman here. And then Brahman separates into Atman, and you are the experience of Atman, but Brahman is greater than your own self. What? Or worse, he may say, oh, no, you are not Brahman. All right. In Brahman. Yes. After many years of bowing and getting my tea and all this sort of thing, you may be able to experience Brahman. You're like the people who hang around the masters and say, oh, in your presence. And a true one, like Maharaj, he said, no, you can be in America. You can be in your own ashram anywhere. You don't have to be here specifically. If you want to travel to India and you have some time, okay, come to India. But he never said you have to be in the master's presence like this, because he knew himself not as a physical body form. Master's presence is here and available at all times, because master's presence is the same presence that you are. Once you remove this concept of individuality, which is a blocker, you know.
So it's like existence speaks, appearing to speak to existence.
The speaker and listener are one and the same. And you go back to the old Advaita thing of the space within the pot, the space outside the pot breaks. What happens to the space? Well, the space is everywhere, inside and outside the pot. And even if you go down now scientifically to a molecular level, the pot itself is space, because there's space within each molecule that seemingly makes, quote, a pot.
So existence is space, but not limited to space. It's only present.
And again, all this can be done. Just remain with your selfless self. Try to find a question when you are here.
It seems like the questions drop away, or they become answered.
There's nothing. It's just this. While in body form, we can experience this absolute blissfulness of beyond bliss. And no questions can come. Why would you disturb yourself with a question? This is where meditation comes in. Meditation is to know yourself in a real sense, consciousness with consciousness, presence with presence, remain with the I am, remain with your selfless self, be with you always. And then anytime, anywhere, just die, just die. Eyes open, eyes closed, doesn't matter because you don't have eyes. It's just this. And that's why Maharaj says all questions are answered from your selfless self. But they're not answered with words, because your selfless self is prior to words. If you're answering with words, then you're using mind. And mind can come up with a lot of really wonderful answers to all the various questions, so that you keep supplying power. Because without your power, mind is not. And you just hear. And this is the sense of presence that when you identify yourself as someone or something, and you begin to sense it, and you may be in the presence of a guru or a teacher, you say, oh, it's so nice to be in this. But this is your own self. And all the true ones will say, this is your own self. As Maharaj says, I'm not performing any miracles. You remain with your selfless self, and no matter where you are, there's nowhere you cannot be, because you know, you just, it's, and once you get a little taste of yourself, it's the selfless self intoxication. In the beginning, it may take some time to kind of fall back into yourself, but after a while, it becomes just like, okay, when I'm not trying to be anything else or to go outside in the world or to conceptualize it all, I just remain here. And as Maharaj says, peace is there. It's you that are disturbing the peace, the concept of you, the concept that I need to figure things out, the concept that I have to find out how I'm not an individual, or the concept how I have to find out I'm Brahman.
The concept that there is anything at all.
Even this. Just remain. And when you sit for meditation, Maharaj says, he says, just sit, see what's there. If you say, oh, busy mind, all these mind, all these thoughts, okay, just let those be and remain with yourself with self. The thoughts say, oh, I'm thinking too much. Okay, you can, no need to create a thinker that's thinking too much. I'll just remain with myself.
If a thought passes, it obviously wasn't there very much in the first place.
All thoughts are like this, because if there's no you, if you're not identified as something, what thought can be about nothing? And not the concept of nothing, because you can have many thoughts about the concept of nothing. But truly, when you remain with your selfless self, what thought could be about you? That's how we've talked about the black and white TV and the color TV. And the mind suddenly is giving you like black and white. And you're like, wait a minute, but the world is color. No, 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 no. But pay attention to this black. It's very interesting stuff, you know? And you're like, no, man, I see you. So when you know yourself as formless, all this form is just like the dream. You wake up in the morning and you're not stressing about the things you did in your dream. Ranjit Maharaj does this. He has a very nice thing. He's like, okay, in India, you know, cows are sacred. If you had a dream that you killed 100 cows and you wake up, you don't go running and make penance. Except you experience this, yes? And you don't know it wasn't true until you wake up on the other side of the dream. But when you know yourself in real sense, you know the world cannot be true. How can it be true? How can the space in the room be affected by anything that goes on in the room?
It seems real because you give it reality.
Because you identify with something. If you identify and give yourself a limited identification, a local identification, I am here, I am this, then of course all the objects around you seem to be true to you that you believe yourself to be. Just like, again, the example, the space in the room. This is a lump of five elemental goo with nothing. But the space in the room clicks with this body. And looks and sees things. Forgetting that it's the space in which all these objects are. And instead identifying with an object within your own self through the concept of separation, creating this dualistic existence. Oh, I am here, this is here. I am here, this is here. No, you are the space. You know yourself through this body, but it does not make you not the space. The space is knowing, oh, I exist. But when the body is, you breathe out, space goes back to space. The same space that knew itself in body form is still the space. It never changed. It never became not space. And it never was limited. Now, whilst there's identification with the body, oh, I'm this object, the appearance of limited is impressed. But in reality, the space has never changed. The presence has never changed. The presence within this body, the presence outside this body. You breathe out this presence, and presence never was a body. There never was a... There's a limited... And that's why, again, Maharaj talks about renting. This body is a rental. But presence does not not be presence because suddenly there's a knowingness within a body form. Nor does it diminish. Like, oh, like the space in the room suddenly knows I exist through this body form and sees objects in the room. But the space in the room didn't get diminished. Like that, it didn't lose anything, it didn't gain anything.
Don't you ever get interested in knowing or why it turns out to seem to be the way it seems to be?
Because nothing is, I don't consider like why something that isn't is, or explain how something that is not appears. That's why when Maharaj, people would come to visit and they would talk about Maya, because all the spiritual books impress this Maya, illusion of Maya, and all this, and the Maya is the leading of the beingness and all that. And Maharaj says, there's no Maya at all. Like, why to explain this? Even Das Bode really gives a long, this is how the world was created, blah blah blah, all these elements and this and that, and then it states none of this is true. Like nothing has been created.
You still go through your duties, right? So
Of
you
course,
ask
but you
yourself,
really don't have a choice
why do I
about
have to
that.
go, huh?
You really don't have a choice about that. That's like a it's
Yeah.
not you. You understand? You're just whatever in front of you, you're doing, you do your job, you
So
do your duties, but there's
you.
nothing. Oh, hold on. This is. Hey, gonna have to call. Oh, gonna have to call you back.
Oh, that's right. It's Timothy. All right, sorry.
No worries. All right.
So could you say the body is doing, seems, well, it's doing what it's doing, whatever it is. It's,
Just like the dreamers dreaming, your
yeah.
dream body. How are you actually doing anything with the dream body that you're seeing yourself doing things? If this was true, even that you could somehow manifest the sense of doership to actually experience it, when you're running in your dream, you'd wake up out of breath. Correct? But it's not this way, because the formless consciousness is creating this little dream body that you're identifying with that's running. But the you that you are is not experiencing that running. Is there's no attributes being passed to that I am running. And the same with the presence. This is just.
That's weird.
There's nothing, but see, again, we're speaking about the nothing. It's much nicer just to remain with your selfless self. It's like a black hole that just sucks in all concepts. There's nothing. But there's not even need to talk about nothing.
I better not tell anybody this.
There's no people. That doesn't mean you're anti-life. Now you can do your job, do your duties, take care of all your responsibilities, and you're just not worried and stressed about illusory happenings and problems and all this kind of stuff and saying, oh my God, what to do? Oh, this is so terrible. Or not. I mean, you could do that in your dream tonight. You could go to sleep and dream that, oh man, it's the apocalypse is coming, the world is ending and all this, and be terribly upset about it. The whole dream, your whole dream can be like running and trying to save yourself and save your family and all this sort of thing. And then you wake up on the other side. It's like, oh, wow. That was a crazy dream. And it really seemed real.
It's perfectly gone in a sense.
It's absolutely gone. But it never was. Like, where's the little dream world where you were experiencing running from the apocalypse? Like, it was an imaginary thing, conceptualizing based on a limited identification, a local identification within the dream existence.
It's like I was thinking about perfection, and perfection can't be in the relative sense, but there can be almost like perfect nothing, like the black hole. It's like a perfect nothing, because it's not it can, since it's not anything, it's perfectly not anything.
Yeah, without attributes, how can you be perfect? How can you be flawed?
So it's not about forgiveness, or at that point anyway,
When you
if
know
you see
yourself in a real
the
sense. But forgive and forget will happen spontaneously, because there's no one. See, when you know yourself in a real sense, there's not a
there's no
it's not
reason
me
to be.
against you anymore. It's looking at the mirror and seeing all the hundreds of images and knowing that none of them are true, regardless of if they're shaped differently or look
Nothing.
differently. They're
Nothing.
projections.
Nothing to blame, right?
Well, but there's no blame, because there's no cause and effect. Again, everything comes down to, if you are identified as a limited body form, then these things appear true. When you know yourself in a real sense, and this is why when you read like Nisargadatta Maharaj, when he's talking to people and there's a question answer, he says, I very much know where you are. Even by the questions, I know where you are. Because if there's a question there about the world or about my family or about how I'm, not progressing spiritually, or about how there's trouble in the world, you have to be identified as something.
It's identification.
Yeah. I have to be identified as a body form. If I'm not identified as a body form, and there is a sense of existence, and I know myself in a real sense, I don't. You're tongue-tied, because
It's interesting to me that I used to read psychology, and I used to read about Freud talking about the id and stuff. It's like the id is separate from the ego and stuff. But then late, many years later, I read that actually what Freud meant by the id was just the fact of being able to identify something or other. So
Well, and
that's.
again, within the body-based solution, we have a lot of body knowledge. We have libraries filled. And within the body-based illusion, okay, there's libraries filled of knowledge. And as long as you have a body, there's knowledge that's available. But just like in a dream, if you were to go to a library in your dream, you would see shelves and shelves and shelves of books, but it's about the body-based knowledge, and you are not body. Prior to body, there was no knowledge. While you're in this body-based illusory existence, you can say, there's knowledge. I can go to college and learn new things. Okay. And that's why, even like science, you say, oh, well, science is proving this and science is proving that. Well, science came along with the body. It's a conception.